Degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. A Middle Tennessee parent says a black student in Wilson County Schools was unfairly targeted because of her hairstyle. Kate Cortolieu, a special education advocate, says one of the families she works with recently made the allegation. The mother says a teacher told her daughter to remove her headband. A school official then sent the daughter's mother an email saying she was violating dress code. Cortolieu spoke before the Wilson County School Board last night, saying that a teacher mistakenly determined the student was wearing a bonnet rather than a headband.
A bonnet covers the entire head. A headband does not. Confusing them reveals ignorance about black hair care, and that ignorance combined with vague policy and the power to enforce it is exactly how discrimination happened with or without intent.
Cortolieu also wrote an op-ed in the Tennessean stating that black students are more likely to be disciplined for dress code violations than white kids. Wilson County School Board member Joseph Padella responded via Facebook. He demanded that Cortolieu provide proof of discrimination in the school district. After the meeting, the board did not respond to Cortolieu's comments. Lawmakers are weighing in on the investigation into a Morgan County prison where a guard was killed in February. WKRN confirmed that state senators Ken Yeager and Tom Hatcher testified before the grand jury that's assessing what went wrong leading up to Officer Dustin Pettigo's murder. Yeager has been public in his criticism of the Department of Correction and its management of the prison. He said it was widespread knowledge the locks were faulty long before an inmate used a piece of paper to jimmy the lock to his cell, then killing Pettigo. Yeager and Hatcher are two of the lawmakers who visited the prison unannounced back in May. Hatcher told the Tennessee Lookout soon after that Correction Commissioner Frank Strada, quote, wasn't happy about the visit, but that lawmakers are tasked with overseeing government services. The Morgan County Grand Jury has reportedly met four times. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.